Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yes.
Anoint my feet,
send the rain down.
Here on the battleground,
for your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Again, I want to say welcome to all of those that's on the line. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are breaking the yokes of bondage. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, and I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. I want to thank each and every one that's on the line today. We have an exciting series for the next 4 weeks. We're going to be talking about and examining the tongue. The Bible says blessings and curses come out the same mouth, and this should not be. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to explore that, and we're going to really allow the Spirit of God to talk through us and give us what He would have for each and every one of you. Announcements, I want to thank you for your support. We had a really outstanding mental health day on yesterday, so those that were involved, thank you. And also, Amazing Grace School of Ministry will start in March, and I will give you the exact dates when we have more information. So let's get into our lesson, shall we? If you have your Bibles, we are going to be dealing with James chapter 3, 1 through 12. And I don't know if I'm going to read it. Well, read it to you on this morning, but it talks about the tongue. It says, brothers and sisters, and I'm reading the Living, New Living Translation. It says, brothers and sisters, not many of you should become teachers in the church, for we who teach will be judged more strictly. Indeed, we all make many mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect and could also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth, and a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go. Even through the winds are strong, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes giant speeches or grand speeches. But a tiny speck can set a great force on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, or fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so blessings and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with both fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives, or a grapevine produces figs? No. And you cannot draw fresh water from a salty spring. You know, in history, the title of my lesson today is Loose Lips Sink Ships. And certainly, I don't know if many of you remember the comedian Flip Wilson, who would dress up in women's clothes. And he had, matter of fact, I think he was probably, and I'm not going to date myself, but I know he was on television, I think before they really allowed a lot of African Americans to have their own television show. But he would dress up as a man, but his alter ego was a female. And these lips, I mean, these words he would say, loose lips sink ships. And, you know, I know he was way before Tyler Perry and Madea. And I can't think of the name of his alter ego. But today's lesson is dealing with the tongue. And certainly when we begin to deal with the tongue and we begin to deal with the issue of blessings and curses, and James is dealing with the power and the tongue's ability to speak good of an individual, but at the same time, speak evil. And we have to begin to learn that in today's society, there is a way that we ought to walk. And you know, those that in Christendom, we should walk upright before God at all times. And we have to begin to control what we say and how we say it, because this is a day and time where people feel free to just write and say anything to you and feel no repercussions. So when we look at the tongue is just a muscular organ in our mouth. And certainly that organ has so many great abilities. You know, if you want to know, if you eat something, you have the tongue has the ability to taste what you're eating. So it allows you to taste, it allows you to lick, it allows you to swallow, it allows you even to have appropriate speech. You know, a lot of times when my throat starts getting, I start getting a cold, the first thing that's attacked is my throat. And once it gets to hurting, then my tongue has problems with pronunciation. But this organ is so powerful. And the tongue also has the ability to allow sound to flow. So here we have an organ where it has so much so much power and so much control. And yet it can be used for good and evil. And the Bible talks about the poisonous vipers, the poisonous ability that the tongue has. When we begin to communicate, when we begin to speak to one another, and it is like poison. The Bible in James even makes an assimilation or makes a comparison with the poison of evil coming out the tongue as a snake's venom. So when you look at a snake's venom, and when you look at how powerful that snake's venom is, some places, you know, if you don't get the anti-venom quickly, you die instantaneously because of that venom, the venom of the snake. And if we will go back and look at our tongue, and if we go back and look at our speech, and I want to make this analogy first up, that even with the tongue, the words coming out of our mouths, is not those words, just the words, but it's the texting, it's the Facebook comments. If we don't like something on television, we say harmful and hurtful things. And one of the things that I used to hear, they used to state, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we know how untrue that is, because people can say some words that will make you crawl up into a ball and just hurt for days. They could make you go into a closet and just hurt for days. Even in ministry, even dealing one-on-one with one another, we can say some things that will really hurt and offend a person to make them back up and decide, well, I don't think that I want ministry or I want this relationship with God. This is how powerful the tongue is. And we are going to look at this because it's very important that we begin to understand that every person is made into the image of God, whether they're saved or not. And as Christians, we must begin to guard and think about what we say. And a lot of times, we don't think about what we say. And if we get angry, you know, in psychological world, they have treatment for anger management. They tell a person, look, once you get angry, don't say nothing. Go walk it off. Give yourself 10, 15 minutes. Give yourself some deep breathing. Blow in and blow out, which is called relaxation techniques, if anybody wanted to know. Because what it does, that breathing in and out, allows the blood pressure to come down and allows you to calm yourself. And when you get angry, you just some people, there are so many types of anger displays. You know, a person will just go off. They just, you know, they blow their top, in essence. But yet, those words come out. And when those words, especially when you're looking at married couples and even sometimes close friends, you know, you feel like, well, I can go off and say whatever I want to say to my friend or my spouse. But sometimes those words cut so violently till you can't bounce back, because there's a wound. And once that wound hits that person, then certainly God needs to begin to heal that wound from the words that you have spoken. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, and I'm going to read two translations if I can, or if you will. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. And also Proverbs 18 and 21, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap consequences. You know, the Bible says, be fast to listen and slow to speak. So here you begin to see a pattern that God presents with us as representing him. We are to listen and then speak. Even back to the person that gets real angry, and in anger management, you say, well, you need to just calm down. Because the words we talk about or we speak through our mouth are so cutting. They're so powerful, and they can change and set the course of a person's life. You know, and I want to give an example of a child who receives harsh words. You're nothing, you're nobody, you won't be anything, you won't accomplish anything. And those words will bring that child's countenance. And the countenance is just a facial expression. But those words will bring that child's countenance down. Their hair will come down, their eyes will be down to the floor. But when a person speaks praise, you know, you're a handsome individual. You can do all things. You know, I bet you're going to be great. I bet you're going to do fantastic things. And that person's countenance will change. No longer will that person be looking down, but their hair will be up and their body will change as well. Because when you're being talked about, and words have abilities to make a person slouch and be like there's no love or there's no hope. But when you have positive words, when words are speaking that edifies an individual, their whole body structure, their whole body posture also changed. So even with the tongue, when we begin to look at the tongue is inconsistent. You know, you bless somebody, and then on the other hand, you're ready to tell that person off. And we certainly are ready. Don't let somebody feel violated. And, you know, anger, and I keep talking about anger. I don't know why I keep talking about anger. But when you look at anger, anger is just the feelings of rejection towards that person that's getting angry. So the person gets angry because, in essence, they feel like they are being rejected. So they feel like they have to respond. But not so, because the Lord knows our hearts, and certainly he's able to help us and encourage us and to lift us up where we're hurting. So when we look at James, and I want to point out James 3 and 6. When you look at James 3 and 6, you see that the tongue has James 3:6 talks about five things that the tongue is. And the first thing is that the tongue is like fire. It's potentially destructive and is dangerous left uncontrolled. Left uncontrolled, that means you can say stuff that you regret later. That means that before you know it, you could say something and that individual feels the effect of what you have said. And we have got to monitor what we say. We've got to pray about it. We've got to allow the Spirit of God to lead and guide us, because we can't just say any and everything to the people that we are encountering. Two, that tongue is a world of iniquity. Now, when we look at iniquity, it translates to unrighteousness. So meaning that tongue, y'all, it's not safe. That tongue is not safe. It's hard to control. The Bible says you can't control it. The Bible says that at the same time you curse and bless, and will bless and curse people. So the tongue will get away from you before you can turn your head or snap a finger. So we look at the fact, iniquity, I said it translates to unrighteousness, and the Greek word is adika, A-D-I-K-I-A, which means a deed violating that of justice and of an unfair judge. So that tongue is a world of iniquity. Violating, and I said, violating laws, violating justice, violating individuals, and just being evil and being compared to an unjust or unfair judge. How many have gone to court? And I thank God, those of you who go to court with the blood of Jesus, the Lord turns it around. But you can see television and you can see judges that seem to be corrupt, and you see that they have put people in jail unjustly. So when you look at those individuals and those that seem to be unjust, you can say that the tongue has the ability to be just as unfair as those judges. Now, the third thing is the tongue defiles this whole body. It defiles the whole body. Isn't that something? Just that small little organ that sits in your mouth can defile the whole body. If allowed to freely express itself without being controlled, without being censored, you know, some movies, you know, they're censored, especially on television. In the movie, when you go to the show and they have those little ratings, whether they're PG or a mature, sensitive, you know, even though sometimes in the show they make cut out or censor it, you know, so it won't be out of control or so bad. And yet on television, you see that some TV programs will even censor the language. You go to the show and they say in one language, and then on television, you see that same movie and you know the language that they said, but on television, it's totally different because they're censoring the language that's coming out, or they're censoring that show. And that's how we have to do with our tongue. We have to be able to control our tongue. And that means that we have to literally begin to allow the Lord to allow the Spirit of God. And I talked about it in January, the power arm of God. I talked about the Holy Spirit. And this is one instance where the Holy Spirit comes into play, because it takes the Holy Spirit of God to really begin to speak through us, to really speak the words that God is calling for us to speak to individuals. You know, because we don't understand. We don't understand what people are going through. We don't, sometimes we don't even understand what we are going through. But the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us. The Holy Spirit will set us on a course to please God. And that's what the Holy Spirit needs to do. The Holy Spirit needs to get in our tongues, needs to guide us and lead us, because that tongue will just say some things and do some things and quick to tell somebody off, and we do it real quick. Not only that, we don't even have to be angry to really tell somebody off. All we have to do is feel like we're being violated, feel like somebody is trying to manipulate us, feel like somebody is trying to get over, feel like somebody is trying to do us wrong, feel like somebody is trying to stab us in the back, and we feel like we have got to get them back. We feel like that we have got to set the course to get them straight, and we know it. We, girl, let me get her straight. You know, we turn on the TV and we can see all these reality shows, all these television shows, and their tongues are just full of evil. They just saying and cutting up people. They just telling people off. They just saying whatever they want to say, and it's okay. Matter of fact, we got somebody, I ain't going to say no names, thank the Lord, who sits in a powerful position that tweets evils. You know, bullying has become a norm. And we're seeing, we can turn on the television, we can see the students that are taking their lives because of something somebody said or something somebody tweeted. And the Bible is saying the words we speak, the evil words we speak, should not be. And certainly the time is drawing to a close, and I want to pray. I hope that the word has that has spoken has been edifying, and I didn't get to my last 2 points, and we will start our next blog on those last 2 points, and we are going to really break down the tongue and how we should walk and how we should be as saints of God, because the tongue even goes back to the Ten Commandments, and certainly we're going to get into all of that on during these 4 weeks. So again, I want to appreciate each and every one of you. Let's go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you and we magnify you, and we thank you, God, for each and every one that's on the line today. We pray, God, that you'll move in their lives. We pray, God, that the word that have been spoken will be edifying to their souls, God. We pray that you'll move every obstacle that is preventing them from going higher in you. We pray, God, that you'll cover them with your blood, God. We pray, God, that you'll allow your spirit to transform them and transform all of us in the name of Jesus, me included, God. I pray, God, that you'll give me a deeper desire to walk upright before you. Give us a deeper desire to walk upright before you, God. Draw us now to you in this last and evil days, God, because time is winding up. We need to have a strong relationship with you. We need to know that you're there to provide each and every one of our needs. We need to know, God, that nothing is impossible for you, that you will supply all of our needs, and that you will fight our battles. Be still, and you will fight our battles. We don't have to say anything in this battle because you will fight it. We can keep our lips closed because you will fight the battle, because you will speak for us, that you will lead us, God, in all truth, God. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, saints of the Most High God, I thank each and every one of you for being on the line this morning. We hope and we pray that the word has been uplifting to your souls, and remember the words that you speak on next week. Be careful what you say to others, if you feel like they have violated you or made you mad, please take some time to walk away and don't say anything. Allow the Lord to speak for you, because remember that they are children of the King too. God made all of us. They just have not come into the revelation of who God is. And if they had come into the revelation of who God is, then certainly they wouldn't be saying the things they are to you. So be blessed, and remember, see you next week. This is Dr. Carrie. Bye-bye.